Many thanks, Ian. Now we'll go on to our third set of news items. We have a different take on the proposed redevelopment of Anglia Square and items about the Norwich Plantation Garden, which was the subject of one of our letters. Problems envisaged with the proposed new McDonald's at Riverside, and news that Norwich is apparently a healthy city to live in. Independent business owners are worried they'll be priced out of staying in a Norwich shopping district after its multi-million pound development is finished. A total of 1,100 new homes, as well as a revamped office and shopping space, will be coming to Anglia Square after Norwich City Council received a total of £34 million in funding. However, small independent shops on the site are concerned that with possible increased rents, they'll have nowhere else to go once the work is complete. The council has tried reassuring the businesses, saying traders will be supported throughout the redevelopment process. The existing businesses at Anglia Square will be relocated when demolition work starts in the spring. The council will open a new box park, a food and retail centre made out of refitted shipping containers, beneath the flyover by the nearby shops to the left of the entrance to Anglia Square. Those who decline the offer will be offered alternative locations in the city.
One of the city's top visitor spots has lodged plans to raise its security walls by a half to keep troublemakers out. The Plantation Garden Trust has asked Norwich City Council if it can extend the 3-metre-tall fencing along the site's eastern edge by another 219 feet. This, it claims, will help prevent intruders from accessing the area from Unthank Road, who can easily hop the existing 1.7-metre-tall brick wall. Footage from CCTV cameras on Plantation House show people frequently crossing the wall, including a group that entered on New Year's Eve to let off fireworks in the garden, a design statement read.
Fears have been raised that an already heavily congested city road could get even worse if plans for a new McDonald's are approved. The fast food giant is hoping to open a restaurant in the former Poundland store in Riverside Retail Park by late autumn if Norwich City Council gives its plans the go-ahead. But the proposals have been criticised by city folk who say it could make the roads in the area, which already have to cope with shoppers, visitors to Riverside Entertainment Park, football traffic and passengers heading to the train station, even more congested. Already the roads around Riverside Retail Park can get congested, and people are worried the massive new McDonald's, which will be the city's 11th, will only make traffic worse. In May, police raised concerns about the possibility of increased antisocial behaviour and thefts with the introduction of a new McDonald's. Norwich City Council is due to make a decision on the plans on March the 4th.
Norwich has been named the UK's healthiest city. Health and wellness experts polled thousands of Brits across 17 major cities, asking questions about their smoking, drinking, exercise, diet and sleep habits. They found in Norwich, a quarter, 24% of people, eat ultra-processed foods, UPFs, just once a week. Almost 20% of people in Norwich do not drink alcohol, and if they do, two-fifths, 40%, have less than 3 drinks at a time. The research was inspired by the Netflix series Secrets of the Blue Zones. The term blue zone is used to describe a region where people live longer and healthier lives than average.
A restaurant that has been at the heart of Norwich's fine dining scene for 15 years is closing next month. Roger Hickman's restaurant in Upper St Giles Street will serve its last customers on March the 30th with a Mother's Day lunch as the final dining service. The chef owner, Roger Hickman, said the rising costs of produce and changes in the industry were among the reasons for the closure. The closure will lead to the redundancy of the restaurant's team, but Hickman has promised to help his staff find other roles. Hickman was for many years the head chef of Adlar's, which had a Michelin star, and took over the site when founding chef David Adlard moved on. Celebrity chefs Tom Kerridge and Aidan Byrne, who is a close personal friend of Hickman, also worked in this kitchen. Since reopening under the Roger Hickman name in 2010, the restaurant has retained 3 AA Rosettes, an AA Notable Wine List Award, and positions in the Michelin Guide, Hardens, and the Good Food Guide. Roger Hickman's has also been featured in the Michelin Guide for many years.
Well, with that last news item, we've reached the end of part one, and we'll hand over to Lorna and Mike for part two. So with that, it's goodbye from Lynette and myself. We hope you've enjoyed these items and that you enjoy the rest of your listening.